You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Let's get Shannon in here. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lance, I'm sorry to pile on, man. You're one of my favorites, but I'm an equal opportunist insulted. So, Lance's, from what I understand, Lance's brisket was so bad, he made a call to the same third world country that takes all the pre-printed wrong Super Bowl hats and shirts and offered them the brisket, and they declined, said they were okay.
No, Gambia said no?
What?
You can suck the hole too, Shannon. I got it right here. Come on in. Come on in. The hole's right here for you to suck the inside of it.
Is it your hole or someone else's?
Suck my hole. That's fine.
I said this?
I'm going to make this show untenable. No one is going to be able to. I'm going to get called into meetings, and AJ is going to be like, I know we say dickweed on the radio, but this was too far. I'm going to take this show completely off the rails if you guys keep going in this direction. I will make sure that we get suspended.
Nikki Glaser right now.
I will make sure we get suspended. Suitable. Yeah.
Nikki Glaser thinks that you've gone too far.
You catch the thing? Should I hit that one too? Whoa, y'all want me to start hitting all of them?
No.
I'll start hitting all of them if y'all want to keep going.
Whoa.
Well, if y'all want to go, I can pull this off the radio for a long time.
I feel like you're overreacting.
Maybe just a little.
Nope. Nope. I dealt with this for hours yesterday.
Oh, I did so.
You know you brought that on yourself, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
I didn't.
The inside, did he say?
God,
that's
what he
realize, said. I don't remember going that far
with
it.
You were in a rage.
I don't remember. I don't remember going that far.
I remember it. I remember laughing at it again.
That was, I tried to make the show.
You tried to.
I said I was going to make it untenable.
You decided to get us thrown off the air. That's how upset you were.
I
took the joke. I don't think
No, you didn't.
I don't feel like
that was. These are just parts of 12 minutes of you being upset.
No, an entire segment. I think everything was fine.
Lance has a dry sense of humor. Oh, I think that's a dry joke. Mm. Lance posting meat pictures. Oh, I'm not sure.
What's that supposed to mean?
That I don't know. Why are you posting your meat out there? That's why.
Why am I posting my meat out there?
That's the question.
My favorite part of that whole thing was, as we listened back, him making the sucking noise.
I did?
After telling someone to suck SDH. Yeah, that.
Oh, I didn't remember.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, you
either.
Did that too.
I didn't remember that.
He was so mad.
Now, I do not remember that, Dale.
Why is this the holiday show? Going
you
back
said it was a holiday
remembering
show.
Remembering Lance, how mad.
Well, you brought up something, so... He said, let's hear it, and I found it. We saved it.
Oh, people are like, I thought I tuned into a sports show. That's not a sports show.
Nah, that's not a sports
show. Not really a sports show, what we just tuned into.
No.
Apparently, AJ apologized to Fred.
During the show?
I guess, yeah.
Well, good. He should have.
Yeah.
He should have.
Yeah, AJ.
He took family business on the air.
AJ eventually apologized, it says here.
That makes
Crystal,
it less fun.
Crystal said that.
It's not as fun now.
Yeah.
No.
You know, it's none of the guys. It's Crystal, somebody who's a thoughtful female who said, why don't you tell the whole story? You know what the guys were doing? Bleep starting.
Yeah.
Play the part. Play the other part. You're not playing the best part. That's what the guys do. Play the part where he screams at him like, you know, you always do the stuff, you dummy. Oh.
Do I have to tell you how to do your job? That part?
Yeah.
Yeah. That part. Yeah, that was ugly. So we don't want to do that. We want to see AJ. AJ did apologize. Not sure if it was during a break or live, but he apologized. All right. Well, we should get AJ and Fred in here. Should we do some counseling in here?
Do you think you're the appropriate person to mediate?
I think so. I don't think I would. I could fan those flames anymore.
Lance, you've worked with John quite a bit.
He's a flame fanner.
Yeah, do you think
he's a professional flame fanner?
Tender feelings involved that he would be able to see both sides and
Del, let me just tell you what we used to do. On Valentine's Day, we used to do this thing where we would call people, we'd say, give us your girlfriend or wife's number and we'll call her. And a lot of times we'd have, you know, like Mark Klein would give us something to give to her. And then we'd call the wife or the girlfriend, and then John would work his magic, and he would make things worse. Like, we were supposed to be, like, working things good, and then he was like, why aren't you even doing this?
Yeah.
Do you do this? Do you do stuff? Do you
What kind of sandwiches
make? Like, he was that John. Before he fake, like, he was, like, upstanding John now, his new character
does. It's not a new character.
You know his new character
does? I feel like teachers should have sex with students.
Like Raheel has different characters that he would do.
Uh-huh.
John's like Borat. Or John's like Sacha Baron Cohen. He's got, like, there's two characters he does. Well, his real character, his real person, and then his character, like, this is bad, guys. We shouldn't play the AJ and Fred thing. And we did.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like I think we should be more sensitive.
So AJ, you and Fred had a tense, awkward back and forth yesterday. How did it make you feel, AJ, that Fred thought you're a little bitch? That's how John would phrase the question.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I mean, I want to know.
But
these are the questions that have to be asked.
But Fred didn't say anything about me being a bitch. Yeah, he kind of did.
Well, I could tell. Fred, didn't you think he was being a little bitch?
No. Be honest, Fred.
Fred.
Tell the truth. This is a place where you tell the truth.
Yeah, honestly, Fred.
You'd be the worst.
No, I'm a great marriage counselor, okay? Great marriage counselor.
Does your wife do stuff? Because that might answer some of your questions about why you're unhappy. What? Does she do stuff?
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? Then why are you treating him like
this? Does my wife do stuff? Is that the question you just asked?
I'm sorry. What did the guy from the radio say? I do stuff?
Right.
Yeah. I should not have had them call you. That was a huge mistake on my part, hon. Can we still have our annual Valentine's Day? No, you're not getting
I'm pretty sure I brought them closer together. The bad man on the radio made us feel better about it.
Wow. Wow, I don't know that I don't know that I'm prepared to say that.
Hey, mm-hmm. Jennifer, maybe if you made better sandwiches, Steve would be happier. What?
What?
The guy on the radio said something about me doing stuff and making sandwiches.
Yeah.
Hey, what did he mean about the sandwich thing?
This story about Christian Wood, it's really long, first of all.
It is.
It is really. But I didn't know. So Christian Wood wasn't drafted.
No.
There's a picture of him in the, what's the room they call? The
green room?
Yeah. In the green room where he's breaking down crying because he didn't get drafted. This is about the saddest picture from an NBA draft you'll ever see. Christian Wood realizing he's going undrafted. He didn't get drafted, and he said, why not? Oh, somehow that wasn't the end of Wood's misery. I lost my girlfriend that night. I dropped her off at the airport after the draft and never saw her again. She's pretty supportive, huh?
Well, she probably locked on.
Hold on. I need to know more about that story.
Mm.
What now?
No.
This is after he got undrafted?
After he went undrafted? Night he dropped his girlfriend off at the airport. She said,
we know what she was about.
Hey.
Right?
Did she call again within 2 years?
Now she's probably calling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, boo.
No. Just miss you.
No, don't start hey,
she
boo.
She thought she had locked on to an NBA baller.
Right.
And then when it turns out she sat with him all night and he didn't get drafted.
That's what I'm saying. That's why... That's the stuff that LeVar Ball warned his kids about.
Right. Well, she ain't. That hoe ain't loyal. No.
You said it.
I mean, I can't disagree.
You're not the first to say it.
How are you going to dispute that one?
I'm not. I can't. I mean,
these
maybe
hoes
they
ain't loyal.
Maybe they got into some type of fight in the green room. Mm. Why are you crying?
What?
Stop being a little
sorry ass.
You ain't even get drafted, and you crying?
Excuse me.
He had to drive.
Your tone has really changed over the last 6 hours.
She wouldn't even hang out with him. He said he had to drop her off at the airport, so she didn't even want to hang out with him after the night.
I did not buy this new dress so you could go undrafted. Do you even get a guaranteed deal in camp? Is there any guaranteed money? I don't know. It's the saddest moment of my life.
Bitch.
And she gave
a little bit.
She gave him tongue click. Sorry,
913 ESPN.
Now look, 3 years, $41 million. Where you at now?
Yeah, now what?
I hope he sends a dab
over her.
I just hope he sends a gif of my favorite dab, which is Bill Gates dab. Just sends the Bill Gates dab.
Yep.
Right to her, and then sends an article about him getting that contract.
You know what that hoe did? Probably met up with Jahlil Okafor saying, "Now that's a man." Okay.
Oh no.
Go to a break.
He's a terrible person.
Go to he a got break. Drafted first.
Go you to a break.
Sorry ass.
Well, go who, to well a who's break. Making more money now, though? Huh?
Undrafted. More money now. Told you should have stayed in school. Undrafted.
Sorry ass.
You said we were going to take over the world together, and we had plans. I had plans.
How are you going to take over the world with no money?
Yeah. How are you going to take over the world as an undrafted free?
You don't. We can't. Please. We can't take over the world from the Rio Grande Valley.
Sorry, ass.
How are you going to take over the world as a viper?
Yeah. A suit.
A viper hole taking over. Troy Daniels is the closest a viper's come to taking over the world.
How about the Delaware 87ers?
Oh, even worse.
Wow.
87ers?
Yeah, what? The 87ers.
That's like the worst of all the G League
you
teams.
You think I'm looking to be a main Red Claw's girlfriend?
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you know? Because I've been scouting all this stuff out. This is my come up. This is supposed to be my come up out of the G League.
Where's TJ Leaf?
Hoeing in the G League. This was my come up. I know about all of them, the 87ers. I'm not wasting time with an 87er.
When he went to the Charlotte Hornets, Michael Jordan told get your skinny ass to the weight room. Don't let that score on you. You're way more talented than that. Come on. So he got in the weight room.
His girlfriend probably said
and
the
now,
same thing.
Look at him. Now he's telling Mike. Now he's dabbing on Mike.
I don't know if he's dabbing on Mike.
915 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. And wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Look at him. Look. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
What is this? It was a minister at church giving a sermon, and she was talking about, I guess, what she had for, I don't know if it was for Thanksgiving, but she was just talking about, as part of the sermon, what you have to provide.
Rap.
And they remixed it.
Remixed.
But it's been played over almost 8 million times for this video. There are multiple of these. She was just speaking the word of God.
Yeah.
But
the Holy Ghost.
Greens, beans, tomatoes, chicken. What?
It was part of a
sermon. Yeah, she said she laid out the whole meal, basically.
Yeah.
What meal? What are you talking about? What does it have to do with God?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, John.
No.
Give thanks. Not Rosa G. Give thanks. I give some thanks.
That Rosa G?
We played Rosa G. That was not Rosa G. Rosa G talks like this. November 4th, I give some thanks. I get to wear my turkey sweater. Give some thanks. But supposedly they took it off YouTube. According to somebody on Twitter, they took Rosa G off YouTube. Mm-hmm. We played it on the show.
I like the original. I'm listening to her, and you should watch the video. She's got her hype men in the background. They're more visual than they are audio.
He said, not only that, but look at him. Look.
And there's people looking, putting their arms, hands above their eyes, looking out into the crowd.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it. God name it.
That's what we talk about. That's real church, John. I don't know where you go to.
What?
That's real church. You don't hear the Holy Ghost hit her?
That's nothing like the church.
That's a Holy Ghost
explosion.
Exactly.
That's why your church isn't fun.
You know what your church says? rice, bread, carrots, celery, broccoli, cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good church.
Gluten-free.
If that's what they're saying.
They don't say
if that's the food stuff that you're...
That, but they your don't talk about food. That?
Cauliflower
they
pizza.
No. They don't talk about...
They don't have a bullet point of every food item?
No.
That's not it?
That's not my
Sounds
church.
Boring to me.
We talk about the gospel, and we talk about... Yes.
She is break too. Downs. You didn't let it keep going.
We break down 2 Samuel.
We bread.
That's what we do.
You just literally quoted a pastor who said, these hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah.
Another great.
That's not my church, though. That's not.
Do you wish it was?
Another great moment in our Christian church. History.
Do you wish it was?
No.
Yes, you do.
These hoes ain't
if
you're loyal.
If your pastor broke out or these hoes ain't loyal in a sermon, you'd be like, well, now I'm interested.
No.
These hoes ain't loyal. Which hoes was he talking about?
No, Daniel attacks the Aggies. He does that. That happened.
What do you think? What do you think is listed off at John's church? I'm trying to think.
What's listed?
Yeah, instead of greens, beans,
like I said,
greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Corn, broccoli, asparagus, rice.
Cauliflower crust
bread,
pizza.
Yeah. Cauliflower.
No.
You're right. Maybe.
I don't think they get that spice at the end.
Grilled chicken, no skin.
Dash of salt and pepper, make your list.
No, none of that is ever said at my at ours. None.
Mrs. Dash,
none.
Lemon pepper.
Tony Sacheray? No. None of that. None. That's not it. That's all I was talking about.
Mrs. Dash on your food.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Get out.
No. You just salt. Never. I salt and peppered up some steaks the other night.
Good. They should be.
Just delicious.
You don't get credit for putting seasoning on meat.
No, congratulations.
Congrats on putting seasoning. No, you're playing into Dell's narrative about
oh,
white
you
people.
You sprinkled some salt and pepper on something?
No,
congratulations
I always spice it up. Well, man, it's so good.
You're talking like you broke the code.
I did.
You cracked the code. I put salt and pepper.
Did you guys hear about
salt?
I know
people that don't put any seasoning on their meat.
Well.
Season your meat.
You know the wrong people.
They're wrong. They're wrong for that.
Daryl says, that's the great Shirley Caesar. You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
You name
lamb,
it.
Wrong.
Yeah. Great Shirley Caesar.
Yeah, Shirley Caesar.
Oh, she's a
internet sensation.
She is. Yeah. Don't know her. Big toe. If Shirley Caesar was on my big toe.
Oh, you would know because she would.
You name it.
She'd be screaming in my face. I'd
yeah,
say,
hey, you would know who it is.
Which could you do first? Get off my big toe or stop screaming
Somebody
at me?
Somebody thinks I sound like Biff from Back to the Future when I do O'Brien. Well, I talk like this, like Bill O'Brien. Said, you sound like Biff from Back to the Future.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Byron wants to get a Thanksgiving song in here. What up, Byron?
What's going on, man? First of all, Dale, we're going to go ahead and take your black card, man, if you don't know who Shirley Caesar is.
I'm not the one who didn't know. That was John.
Yeah, Dale.
That wasn't me. That was Granato.
That was you're the one who was like, I don't know.
That was you.
You said some lady.
Some lady.
I got to say, too, Dale and I are from the same city, Daytona Beach, right? And my best friend is his cousin, your cousin Jeremy, right?
Jeremy Bell.
Jeremy Bell. That's my best friend, man. And I'm going to call him as soon as I get off the phone and tell him.
Yep.
Your damn cousin doesn't even know what Shirley Caesar
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yes.
Man. What's up with that?
Yeah, do that.
What's up with that, Dale?
Oh,
I would definitely do that.
You got your black card taken. I've got mine still.
Hey, but dark you know what?
What happens when you get pulled over by the police, John?
Damn.
You know why you don't have a black card? I know you can't see this. You know why they don't have a black card? Because they both spun and did dabs.
Dabs.
Black people ain't dabs since when?
Dab.
Cam Newton invented
it. Cam dabs all the time.
Still?
That's,
you seen Cam dab still?
Cam dab.
Yes.
Did you see him dab on Sunday?
Yeah. Did you see him with his mountain hiker outfit?
Okay.
Yep. He dabbed on his way.
We took Cam's car for that outfit, too.
Yeah.
But nah, man,
I was going to say Cam might have lost his car on Sunday.
Y'all have a good Thanksgiving, man. I just want to get on here and mess with Dale.
Well, I appreciate it. Dale. Yeah. Call his cousin.
Call Jarrett Bell.
Call his cousin.
Not,
call his mom.
It's not Jarrett Bell. That's a sports writer.
Call
I think
his
just
mom.
Mentioned.
Call his dad. Call his brother in Nigeria. Call everybody.
And do what?
Is he back in Nigeria? Is he back here?
No, he's still here.
He's here?
He's here?
Yeah.
Did he escape the Home Depot?
No, wait.
He wasn't in fear of the Home Depot.
Did he have to get on the flight?
What flight?
The Home Depot flight.
There is no Home Depot flight.
You know
your
what
dad
we're talking
told
about.
Him he was going to
don't
Home
act
Depot.
Like you don't know.
Why would my dad have to get on the flight?
No, did
no,
your brother end up making the flight?
My brother was never, he was, that happened how, what,
how
30
did he
years
escape?
Ago.
But how did, it
how did
end?
He escape?
He's fine.
Oh my God. I was just worried.
But
how did
he
escape?
How did it end?
Did
he
Did he travel? Did he get forced to go?
Yes, he didn't run away.
When did he make it back?
He never made it back.
I thought you said he was here.
I thought you said my dad. My dad's here. My brother's not here.
Your brother.
Your brother's in Nigeria?
He's been there for 30 years.
Oh, my God. He couldn't make it back.
Well, how's he going to make it back when there's no family will keep him? How's he going to make it back?
Yeah. I mean, just get an apartment. What do you mean?
What do you mean? At 16?
Yeah. Well, then, now why doesn't he come back?
Because his dad isn't a citizen. He could be a citizen here.
Well, I don't think that's what he was looking for.
He can stay with you.
No.
He can stay with you.
Why?
Yeah. Why can't he stay with you?
Because he's a grown man.
Your brother.
Does your brother stay with you?
Yeah. No.
All right, then. So no, why my brother stay with me?
My brother's got a house here, though. He's not in Nigeria. John's
my brother married. Has a house in Nigeria.
My brother doesn't have a house in Nigeria.
Let him stay in
I don't know if you two know this, but some people are fine living in other countries.
What?
Yes. I don't know if you know this.
Why? I was told that they're
all... They don't have Home Depots there.
Bleep holes.
Well, the current president, soon to be former, may have said that. But some people actually like living in other countries. It happens. What? Yes, it happens.
No.
Just ask any Canadian.
That's dumb.
Alonzo Highsmith says his cousins went to Mainland High School.
That's where Vince Carter went.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. My cousins played ball with him.
He did?
Yeah.
Greens, beans, tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you didn't know Shirley Caesar.
I can't believe, Dell. You don't know who that is. Rosa G or whatever.
See, he doesn't know. John doesn't know.
926. I still got my black card.
You never had it.
No Lance's more. Briskets are responsible for 2 out of 3 California wildfires. Death by sex. What a terrible. He is a terrible
person. Isn't he the one who gets at the Charlie
on a regular basis?
He is.
I don't agree with his Charlie stuff, but that one.
I don't either. And he always tags me. I'm like, I can't even respond. No. I can't do anything. No. I don't even want to move.
No, ask him what he thinks of Charlie right now. All right.
No.
927 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Is this the week that you like the Texans again to win against on the road against...
Yeah,
Detroit was a tough team earlier in the year, and then lately it's just gone.
I don't know
toilet.
What the hell's happened to him. They were good.
I think I like the Texans too. Although Detroit is famously, at least the reputation. I have to see if it matches the reputation. The reputation is Detroit on Thanksgiving is a tough game to win, but why?
Why?
Why? Why this year?
For who? For what? Yeah. The Texans sent me a pecan pie yesterday, so I got them. They sent it to me.
That's the good one, too, from Good Company. Braz's Bottom.
Yes.
It's a really good one.
I'm saving it for.
I might go pick one up.
If they didn't send you any ice cream, they screwed it up.
My son, Drake, is dating a girl who's a chef. Just opens up new possibilities. She's bringing her own version of a pumpkin pie and a shepherd's pie and this, that, and the other. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, but chef
is good.
Food, not sweets. Bring
I just said
good.
A shepherd's pie. She's bringing a different side dish.
Oh, shepherd's pie.
Oh, she makes all kinds of great. Drake will send pictures. I'm like, your mom doesn't make this stuff for me.
I know.
Blue crab with something. I'm like, what? What? I don't get this.
No, most female chefs, though, they have blue hair or something. Does she have blue or pink hair or anything?
I thought you meant blue hair like the cafeteria
No, not old.
Ladies.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. She's not. No? She doesn't have a sleeve attached.
She doesn't have a sleeve attached?
No,
but that's. I thought that was required for female chefs.
Well, let her move up in the world.
Yeah.
Well, female chefs, all chefs.
Yeah, right.
All chefs.
Yeah, look at LeShane.
LeShane's added like 8 since we've known him.
No, he's a bad person.
He probably is. I just don't think it has anything to do with tattoos.
Well, I mean, you can kind of tell.
I mean, you can tell by that challenge he makes.
You can, yeah. Bam Adebayo, $163 million extension.
Yep.
5 years, 163.
No player option, so he's locked in. He won't be holding them over the fire in that final year of his deal.
That's good.
Yeah. The big story surrounding it wasn't even about Bam. It was how it affects the Heat's pursuit of Giannis, because if Bam would have waited till after a certain point, then they would have full cap space. Now they'd have to make a couple of trades, but you lock your guy up. You don't play games with him.
Yeah, no, no. You're right there with him.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, you're on the brink of a championship there.
You are.
I don't know, though. The Lakers, they got Marc Gasol now. They pick up Schroeder. I mean, holy crap. That team is pretty flippin' good. Honestly,
they're better than they were last
Schroeder. The Schroeder move is such a good move.
Wow,
man, is that a good move? Because he showed all this year, and especially in the playoffs, he can go get it when he wants it. He can get off the dribble and go get points. Like, he's kind of a lesser version of what Russell Westbrook was. I mean, he's an athletic player. He's not, you know, he's not Russ level explosive. He's not Russ level big and strong. But man, he was the only guy who could get points for them at times for Oklahoma City until Luce Dort started doing up James.
Yeah.
Some random just big time game. That wasn't my favorite time. Why is Lou Dort got 7 threes in this game?
Why is Lou Dort outplaying James?
Lou Dort should never outplay the Rockets' best player.
I mean, honestly, are the Lakers like unbeatable now?
Prohibitive favorites.
I mean, huge, huge favorites.
Better depth.
Yeah. And
they got better.
They got way better. Who wants to play with LeBron? We don't need this. Mm. We don't need none of this.
Well,
this LeBron crap.
I mean, we got Boogie and Christian Wood for the Lakers. We got those two to handle the Lakers and Anthony Davis.
Does Kuzma even get on the floor?
He'll play, but his importance has lessened.
In the finals? Was he even? I mean, they pick up Montrezl.
Added Montrezl?
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
They added Montrezl too?
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell?
They got Markieff. They got Montrezl.
They brought back.
They got.
How much are these guys playing for?
Well, Montrezl got the full mid level, I think.
Yeah, and he should. They are substantially better than they were last year. Is there any chance they lose Anthony Davis?
No, he'll sign.
Mm-mm. You think so?
Yes.
I think so too.
And Marc Gasol, they picked up.
I think so too.
I mean, on top of everything else,
I don't think Mark will play that much, but.
Oh, I do.
They traded away JaVale McGee to make space, so Marc Gasol becomes their.
Yeah, Dwight's gone.
Yeah, he becomes their starting center.
Well, they upgraded across the board on their bench.
I mean.
Their weakness just became a strength, a big strength.
I mean, I don't. How do they get all these guys on the floor?
Well, Montrez was a disappointment in the playoffs, so he has something to answer for. Gasol. He won't be part of their closing five, most likely.
They're going to move Kuzma, aren't they?
I guess if they find a deficiency someplace, they could.
I don't think they
have. I mean, I really feel like you could easily move Kuzma and go find something that fits you better.
Honestly.
I thought Kuzma was going to be – Kuzma is just like Brandon Ingram. He's never going to – he's never really going to reach his potential with that particular team.
This is a possibility of being one of the – what best teams of the last?
That's a really
well.
If LeBron keeps playing at a high level,
It depends on what the Lakers are interested in.
Because
they may not go all out in the regular season. We may be talking about
But LeBron is not. Here's the thing: what's really happened here is they have actually lifted a huge burden for scoring and playmaking off of LeBron's shoulders. They've lifted a huge burden. LeBron can be a 23 point per game guy now. He doesn't have to be the dominant player and. Actually,
well, right. I mean, and they could cut his minutes.
Yeah, they could do a lot where he'd be fresher at the end of the year.
Yeah,
that's what they've done. In essence, they've taken less of a burden off LeBron. LeBron doesn't have to play great, and I think they can still win.
No, they absolutely. And then they could lose LeBron for a little while or Anthony Davis.
Fade it completely.
Yes. No. This team is loaded. This team is loaded for bear, but. The Rockets probably are out of the West.
I think we're talking about the wrong team here. We should be talking about the Rockets as the favorite.
Yeah.
Some news that just broke. Temple against Cincinnati off the board, not even postponed, just be declared a no contest. Not that Cincinnati would be threatened by that. Now they only have one game remaining on their schedule. That would be Tulsa December 12th. So they'll be out of the conversation for the next couple weeks, and then they'll have the AAC title game. So I mean, I don't know what it means as far as their CFP chances because Temple wasn't good, but it just takes away another chance for them to be really impressive off the table.
Yeah.
That game
post. That doesn't help them.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't help.
Now, they have the fifth open, so that becomes, hey, let's play BYU. So who knows? Who knows if they feel more impetus to play the game now that they have another game off the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, they ain't moving up. No. And as a matter of fact, people will pass them if they don't play.
Yeah. They need Cincinnati needs they've and right now they're only scheduled to play 9 games. But now with you're taking Temple off the schedule, that means not that they're going to lose, but it removes a chance for a loss. So I think they've just clinched their title game appearance because Tulsa is 5-0 in conference. SMU is 4-2. Now there's no way SMU wasn't going to catch them. Houston wasn't going to catch them. So I think they may have already clinched, but they're definitely in now.
The Grand Poobah last night said, listen, the only reason Oregon and USC are down there is because they've only played 3 games. If they go unbeaten, whoever goes unbeaten in the Pac-12, if it's Oregon or USC or maybe even Washington, if they go unbeaten and win the Pac-12 title without a loss, they pass all those people.
It was interesting for him to say that, but I wonder if the games they play will become a bigger factor than just, oh, they didn't play enough, because USC has Colorado, although USC had a positive test, so they didn't even practice yesterday, so who knows how that'll affect their game going forward. USC has Colorado, and then the rest of their schedule is meh until potential.
You can't disrespect, if you're the committee.
You can disrespect the schedule. They disrespect the BYU schedule.
Right, but BYU, but they got to respect the Power 5.
They haven't respected the Power 5.
Well,
the Pac-12.
Nobody's gone unbeaten. Nobody's challenged this thing yet. If you go unbeaten in the Pac-12 and get passed up by a one-loss anybody, I'm telling you, they're gonna have to put some respect on the Pac-12.
This is an easy year to do it because the Pac-12, either champion or either team that wins, whether it be Oregon or USC, maybe even Washington, may only play one ranked team and a ranked mm-hmm. team that they may not actually have a lot of respect for as far as the CFP is concerned. If they were going to do it with a small sample size and a weak schedule, this would be the year. Who knows if they would? But
I'm telling you,
Pac-12 has an uphill climb.
They gotta put some respect on.
How much so? Give them. They're
in the playoff.
What is USC 17 or so? There's not enough. I would think they'll rise.
Again, he said the only reason is because they're going to move up every week. Watch. They move up.
He can say that, but then when it comes down to it, when they're picking who are the 4 best teams, go convince that entire room that USC, depending on how they look. Now it depends. The first 2 games, they didn't look like a top 4 team. So if they continue to play this way throughout the year, they're not going to put them in the top 4.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, Texas A&M is in 5th right now. Notre Dame loses to Clemson, or Clemson loses again. That opens up a spot. They ain't going to put a team that's not even in the SEC championship game. While they love the SEC, I highly doubt they're going to put Texas A&M in there ahead of a USC team that not only goes undefeated but wins the Pac-12 championship.
They have not shown any respect
for
that
Oregon
conference.
If Oregon beats USC in the championship game, guess what? Oregon's going.
I think it depends on what they look like. Not the Oregon we saw against UCLA. That team could go 7-0 and won't make it. Not the team that barely beat UCLA without their starting quarterback and other players. If they play like that the rest of the way and go undefeated, they won't do it.
I'm telling you. The Pac-12 will have an aneurysm if you put two SEC teams in there.
They screwed over the Big 12 that one year when they had 2 teams with 11 wins and they elevated Ohio State over them. They'll do it.
Now, those were both one-loss teams.
Who played 12. This is a team who played 7. I get what you're saying. I am going to doubt if these 2 teams continue to look the way they looked, playing the schedule they're playing, it's going to be really tough to convince everyone to say that team's better than an A&M or a one-loss Clemson or one-loss Notre Dame.
I'm telling you. We'll see. They got to go unbeaten first. 942 ESPN 97.5 713. 780-3776.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, who's the AFC Player of the Week? That's right. It's Deshaun. AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Maybe now people will believe me that he's good. Okay. Maybe now. Instead of all you haters out there,
have you texted all your guys who you had that conversation with already?
I'm doing it right now.
I figured you were.
Yeah,
I figured you were.
Yeah, no. I have to say, I told you so. Oh, maybe he's good. No. 9:45 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. The top story today is that. Ken Rosenthal was lying. He's a liar. The Astros are not engaged in active Carlos Correa trade talks, like Ken Rosenthal reported.
Didn't he correct himself?
He did. Yeah. He corrected himself. He backtracked after his lies. That's what he did. Right?
He backtracked his lies.
Yeah, he was caught in a filthy lie, and now he said, oh, wait a minute, maybe not. Maybe it's some kind of conspiracy. Maybe he hates the Astros. Maybe he doesn't want to see him succeed. He wants to bring chaos into the locker room. Maybe he's Littlefinger.
Ken Rosenthal's Littlefinger?
Yeah, maybe he is.
Chaos is a ladder.
That's right. Maybe he's trying to start something. Don't start none, won't be none, Ken Rosenthal. I can't believe, does he have a blue check? Yeah. Did he lie? Yeah. Okay. So.
Are we going to classify his initial report as a lie?
Yeah. Was it the truth? Was it true?
Maybe that's what
What's
he was told.
What's the opposite of true?
Maybe that's what he was told. That doesn't make a lie on his part.
Right.
And then he got more information and then edited the story.
Maybe false, but.
Who do you think called him? Could be. The Astros or Correa's agent? Probably the Astros.
Probably the Astros.
Where are you getting this from, Ken?
Ken, this is wrong.
I've got sources who say this.
Your sources are wrong.
But it could have been what he didn't say is the Astros are actively trading him, that he said they're floating his name out there.
His initial report was, they're...
Floating his name out there is something that could totally have taken place. He said, what would you give us for Correa? Is that a question? Just said, because then a GM tells an agent, hey, we heard, just so you know, your guy's name is being floated out there. Or that GM tells, hey, here's an interesting one, Ken, Correa.
Well, he can't.
The Astros ask us, what could we get for Correa?
No matter what, he can't be believed now. So he's a liar. He's a filthy whore liar.
Whore?
Golly.
Wow.
So I'm not. Oh,
why
I can't,
are you so upset with Ken Rosenthal?
Because he's trying to start. Starts don't start none, won't be none, Ken.
You think just unbelievable.
His report would start the snowball rolling to get Correa traded?
Or, Carlos now. Carlos says, they're trying to trade me. I'm not going to sign here.
Carlos could just call and go, hey, what's up with this? And they could just tell him.
Yeah, well, guess what? No, he started something. Now he's put a little doubt in Carlos's mind. Now maybe Carlos doesn't sign here long term. Now, all of a sudden, the Astros fall apart. The city collapses.
Wow, nice job, Ken.
Yeah, Ken.
That's what you could say.
Yeah, Ken. Nice job ruining an entire organization.
What's your bigger
city.
Issue with him, being a whore or a liar? Or filthy?
Filthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't mind whores, apparently.
No, listen. If you're going to be a filthy liar, then guess what? You're going to catch some from me. That's all.
Okay.
Try to tell the truth with your blue check mark.
Try to tell the truth.
Christian Wood apparently had
to tell the truth, you filthy whore liar. Ken Rosenthal, you've been telling lies your whole time about the Astros, buying it on trash cans and the like.
Yeah. Hater. They're all haters. They all hate the Astros. I don't care. You know what? I'm done with them. A lot of them I'm done with. Anyway, Christian Wood, what a rough... You know what? This is a nice story, actually. This dude, he got cut from a team in China because they said it wasn't good enough.
That hurts.
He got cut from his G League team.
What?
Went back to his G League. He returned to Vegas.
If I didn't see the numbers he posted, I'd be like...
Do you feel good about the transaction
now? What the hell is Rafael Stone doing? He's signing a guy to $41 million. He got cut by China in the G League.
Yeah. And he went back there, and then he said all of a sudden his game turned around. He averaged nearly 30 points per game in the G League.
I want to know what it was that turned him around. You think we can get him on the air and talk to him?
I doubt it. He's got $41 million
now. No, he'll talk to us.
What's he need us for?
No, he'll talk to us. Who asked to talk to Christian Wood? This is something new for him.
Yeah, well, that's true. But man, this is a great story. And
his girlfriend left him on draft night.
Boy, that's not the great
part. You want to talk about having a rough time of it. Michael Jordan's telling you, get in the weight room. What's wrong with you? I mean, you're getting yelled at by Michael Jordan. Your life probably sucked for a while.
Well, Mike
yells at a lot of people.
Mike yells at a lot of people. I wouldn't. Mike punched Steve Kerr in the head. Steve Kerr doesn't look like he'd hurt a fly. And Michael punched him in the head.
Mike said, don't bring your liberal nonsense onto the practice court. And then he got punched in the face.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Hey, man, you ain't going to hurt my shoe sales.
You're trying to hurt my shoe sales?
Punched him.
Yeah. Well, and he, you know what? He just kept working and working. And he got better. He just played harder, but worked out harder and did everything. And he got into the Pistons starting lineup. And down the stretch, he averaged 22.8 and 9.9 rebounds per game. That's pretty good. Now, that stretch got him $41 million. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Hey, look, the new Kelvin Cato.
Yeah, no.
How many
don't
games?
Call him the Kelvin. Well. Oh my God! Look, you put Kelvin Cato on him.
Yeah. How many games did Kelvin Cato play in that preseason? They got him paid.
That's true. No, that was we had four preseason games, four or five preseason games, and they gave him $50 million.
Yeah, and I'd like to know who that stretch of games came against.
Yeah, and it was, by the way, it was preseason.
No, Christian Wood.
Christian Wood. Oh, okay. Oh, you can look it up. Last year, down the stretch.
His game log, who he was playing.
Go look at the last 12 games of the Pistons.
I'm pulling up right now.
And Greg Popovich pulled him aside. How much better I got was crazy because I didn't even think Pop knew who I was. I was like, man, this is crazy.
Can't listen to
Pop's coming up to me.
Pop's watching basketball.
Yeah, Pop knows.
Is he? Because he picked Mason Plumlee over Bam for Team USA. Is he watching basketball?
Yeah, Mason Plumlee is a guy who doesn't need the ball in his hands all the time. He doesn't even actually need to play.
Everybody needs you're right. Plumlee.
No, he actually doesn't need to play.
He just wants good Duke guys. That's all. Great, great people.
Yeah, let's not take the all-defensive player and the all-star and pick Mason Plumlee for Team USA. Nice sell, so Pop. Nice
your
job,
guy
Pop.
Almost got a title.
Your guy got $163 million. He'd rather have that than...
Yeah, I understand what he'd rather have, but let's be clear. Oh, Pop's watching basketball.
He can't play for Team USA.
Apparently not enough.
He can't play for Team USA.
Why not? He was born in this country. He was born in this country.
Adebayo.
What does that mean?
Bam.
Playing for your brother's
Adebayo.
Team.
Have you looked at Team USA in soccer and the names on that list?
Yeah. It's not... There's going to be some people with flags on the back of trucks that are not going to be happy about this U.S. national team.
What is this Sergio Dest doing on my team? What is Dest?
I don't think they're caring about the U.S. national team.
No, Destino.
If you got multiple
flag people,
if you got multiple flags on the back of your truck that are flying, like four or five flags, I'm going to guess you don't care as much about the U.S. men's national team. That's not your
sport. No.
Sergio Dest. What happened to Eric Winalda and John Harkes? That's who they're referencing.
Oh, yeah. What happened to Eric Winalda is something they'd never say. Eric Winalda? Yeah. Where is Eric Winalda?
Scored the first goal for the U.S. in World Cup history. Thank you. Some facts for you. But, yeah, hopefully the Christian Wood thing works out because it'd be a big guy who can shoot. He seems like the modern big man, can put the ball on the floor a little bit.
Yeah.
The hope is for some people is that James sees him and goes, hey, that's a good player. I want to stay. I don't feel like that'll
well, I don't know.
That's what
he's
some
a
people
6'10
think.
Guy. He's a very Capella-like. Maybe James will enjoy
it.
Is
his name Kevin Durant?
No, that's not the 6'10 guy he is.
Well, James seems to have an affinity.
Maybe he's the next. He's thought to be the next Kevin Durant.
You made that up.
He's KD Light. Yeah.
I don't think anyone has said that.
No. I just said it. I heard it.
You're the only one.
They said it.
Lance, I've got a source.
Then they said it.
That's one. That's not two. Unless you are a person who doesn't respond to pronouns, then I can call you a they.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
I might be a they.
You're not
you don't
a he
know.
Or a she. You're they.
I'm not a cisgender.
Male? You're not?
Nope.
Okay.
So I could be.
We're not back for the whole weekend. So we've got over-under on games canceled this week.
We've already got Temple and Cincinnati.
I'm going to go 10.5 college. Over.
Well, do you want to talk about the games that have already been canceled or going forward?
No, like, no, no. All of them that have canceled for this week.
Well, we got Miami and Wake Forest.
Why are we doing canceled games?
Well, he likes to do this stuff.
No, I'm just saying the over-under for canceled games, you think he'll go over 10.5 or under?
It's already Tulsa U of H. It's already
I think we're up to like
Miami,
7 or
Wake
8.
Forest.
Yeah, it'll probably be over.
Washington State's game got canceled. Yeah.
All right, let me throw some prop bets.
How about
Deshaun Watson over under 287.5 yards passing? I think that's what it was last week.
If they're going to have over 300 yards of offense, over. Because that's the only way they'll get 300 yards of offense.
I got one. Pieces of dessert that Lance will eat this weekend.
Ooh.
This week, how long? Well, what does it run to?
Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing. My wife's not making anything. Not a big pumpkin pie
guy. No pies?
I'm a pecan pie guy.
Well, go get a pecan pie.
Okay, I'll say this. 2.5.
Only 2.5 slices or pieces of dessert? That's it?
2.5. Pieces of dessert, yeah.
Huh.
I'm betting the over.
So
but
am
I'm just
I.
setting a number, and I'm making it 160 over.
Will there be? Is ice cream considered another piece if you put it on the pie?
No, but whipped cream has to be on pumpkin pie. I don't have any interest in pumpkin pie without whipped cream.
I don't have any interest.
I don't have interest in pumpkin pie. Period.
I'll eat pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
We don't even get it. We got apple and pecan.
Nope.
Yeah, that's like a smart person.
With the vanilla ice cream on it.
Yeah.
Now that interests me.
Pecan or sweet potato.
I didn't say that,
what?
But I also like.
Pecan
I'm gonna let you know right now.
I
like cold. I like cold pecan pie better.
You do?
Yeah. I like apple pie with the ice
blueberry
cream.
Blueberry pie with the ice cream.
You get your pecan. I'm partial to sweet potato sometimes.
Yeah, I like. Papado's sweet potato pecan pie is the best.
Throw some ice cream, whatever variation. Usually some vanilla base. Maybe you got some caramel swirl. Get a little drizzle of caramel. Topping.
So you're a
caramel or chocolate?
Over
I don't
for
go
you.
Chocolate. I don't go chocolate. Warm up that pie in the microwave or the oven, however you want to do it for a little bit, a little piece.
Yeah.
Put some ice cream over it. Let that thing come together.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is.
Beans,
what it's about.
Greens, tomatoes.
Me and you, we'll sit on the couch under a blanket. We'll eat them.
Why do you always make it so weird?
Pie,
the blanket.
Beans,
it's
pie,
so weird.
Tomatoes.
Let's not overlook his weirdness. Why do you always make it weird with the blanket? Why do we need to be under a blanket?
Because it's cold.
It won't have to be cold in the house. We have heaters.
I'll tell you now, the effort level on this show this week has been terrible.
John,
I've been part of it. I'm not going to say I haven't been part of it.
John has set a precedent a number of times yesterday.
When John, like, this is a holiday show.
From on Monday.
John,
he did that
John
on Monday.
Just checked out.
He goes, it's a holiday week.
On Monday. There's a holiday show, guys.
Wait a minute. We got a Texas game to talk about. Whatever.
Yeah, but really, honestly.
I had tried a couple times to talk about Christian Wood and Boogie yesterday. He's like, he went to some random topic.
Are any of us feeling that?
Aren't you feeling good? Tall guys who can play?
Yeah, I mean, Christian Wood, until you guys ruined it by telling me he got cut in China in the G League.
Well, that's not great.
John totally ruined it. His girlfriend left him at draft day.
On the draft.
G League, he's cut.
He didn't
he's
get
cut
drafted.
From China.
Didn't even get drafted.
Like, I should be focusing on
but he did
the
say,
end result, right? 41 million.
Well, the end result
deal.
Is this. Here's the last thing
but
he
don't
says
let him,
in the
don't
story.
Don't let this be a bad contract for the Rockets, or it's really going to. I'm going to take all that stuff you used and everything you told me about. Turns into ammo for us on the show.
Oh, yeah.
If he's like a bad, if he's a Kelvin Cato
guy. Hey, I don't know if you know this. He got cut in China.
Yeah. This is a guy that got cut in China.
His girlfriend
the
knew he was trash.
Cut him.
4 years ago.
And he gave him $41 million.
His girlfriend is a better talent evaluator.
I mean, this kid really needs
Rafael
to play
Stone.
Well.
She left him on draft
he
night.
He really needs to play well now.
He says lots of those guys who were drafted ahead of me aren't in the league anymore. I've been to China. I've been cut. I've been told I wasn't good enough, but I'm still here.
Stop telling people about the
Keep
China.
Stop telling people you got cut in China. Quit reminding us because it's going to come back up.
It's a wonderful, it's a story. It's an uplifting story.
It is. I just want my guys not to get cut in China typically.
It is a wonderful, uplifting story.
Right. Like Pat Beverly
came
back
in the movie,
from overseas.
You're gonna go, you cut.
Oh, no. What is going on? No. Oh, my gosh. Why?
Lance is leaving.
I would leave too if I could. Unbelievable. What is?
All right, take a break.
ESPN 97.5.